After multiple judicial recommendations, committees, reports, and appeals, in 2003, the Supreme Court finally ruled on the matter. Women of the Wall, they determined, did indeed have a legal right to hold services at the Kotel.
But they said that it's politically sensitive and that we should go to Robinson's Arch. That was the first time that that was formally proposed.
Robinson's Arch is right next to the Kotel. In fact, it's a continuation of the very same western retaining wall of Herod's temple. But it isn't the Kotel. And that's probably why the court suggested it as a compromise. On paper, at least, it seemed like a win-win. The women would get their sanctioned prayers right next to the Kotel, and the Orthodox establishment wouldn't have to see or hear them. The few members of Women of the Wall faced a dilemma. Was it time to be practical? Was it time to give up their crusade and seek a truce? Anat, Shulamit, and their friends were unanimous.
We absolutely rejected that deal because it's not the Kotel. What matters to me is not historical artifact, but sacred Jewish memory. This site was sanctified by Jews for hundreds of years who went there. So to say it's the same thing, why don't you go there, is an insult to intelligence.
Agreeing to hide themselves far away from the public eye so that Orthodox men wouldn't have to be reminded of their existence, it was simply out of the question. And besides, moving their prayer to Robinson's Arch had another downside. Women of the Wall was made up of individuals of every denomination. There were Reform members, Orthodox members, and basically everything in between. Now, as long as their prayers took place at the Kotel's women's section, they were only attended by women. And that's what made them, at least for the Orthodox women, strictly halachic. At Robinson's Arch, on the other hand, you couldn't exclude men should they want to join, and there was no mechitzah. So if they moved their services there, the Orthodox members of Women of the Wall would have to stop praying with the group. Everyone seemed to be on the same page, and the group stayed at the Kotel, largely coasting by under the radar. That changed in late 2009, when a few members of the small group began wearing their talitot, their prayer shawls, inside the women's section. This disturbed the delicate status quo, and the police responded by detaining them.